This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues,
like
not real facts,
because
real
Brazil reportedly feared trademark trouble from ABC Disney, which owns the Donald Duck character. Yet at one point in this video, an assistant press secretary for the DNC is seen confiding that the organization still had a hand in the Donald Duck's operation. Neither the Clinton campaign nor the DNC responded to our request for comment. However, in response to last week's videos, both the campaign and the committee accused Veritas of selective editing in past videos. So perhaps, Megan, not with a grain of salt, but for the health conscious among us, a multigrain of salt.
Okay. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, technology is wonderful. I do appreciate it. No, it's Monday. So we know this stuff always happens on a Monday, right? Now, don't you love it? And you have computers that... I'm complaining. I love to complain. You know me, right? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, you have to... No, you don't have to love live radio. You just have to put up with it. I got a lot tonight. Hillary. Oh my God, Kimberly. She's gonna kill me. Kimberly Morin joins me in the next hour. We're gonna talk about the. Actually, she's got the. I don't want to call it the presidential candidate. My God, I don't even want to think of her that way. But she's got Hillary in her backyard today. I would imagine that's a big deal. Traffic must be terrible. This is when you really want to learn how to fly a helicopter. You know what I'm saying? And so she's got Hillary in her backyard today. We're gonna hear from her as to what's going on there as well. I got a lot of stories. I just want to get to them. I want to get to them because these guys make me nuts. Now, one of the leads I did earlier was on, you know, you get mad at me when, some of you get mad at me when I do this. I don't really care. Here's the deal. I'm starting to look at some of the stories over the weekend when I sit down and think about what I'm going to do here, you know, first thing on Monday. And I look around. And the religious stuff that's out there, the stuff that the Democrats, who, you know, they're supposed to be the Big Tent group, right? They always talk about how they're the Big Tent people. Well, if they're the Big Tent people, why are they so down on Catholics and others? Anybody know? Because I don't have a clue. And I don't get it. It's definitely not right. It's not fair what they're doing and what they say. I don't know if you guys heard about the probably thousands of soldiers now. They may have to give back money. May have to give back their bonus money they were given. And before I get to the religious one, because you know I was gonna do these first, but one of you guys sent me something just before the show started. I went, you know what? That's pretty cool. A Democratic candidate for governor in West Virginia. I don't know if you guys heard the story already. Why does this seem to be a problem mostly with the left? A Democratic senator out of West Virginia owes millions in taxes. So out of him in Kentucky, Jim Justice, a coal billionaire running for West Virginia, owes millions in back taxes to some of Appalachia's most impoverished counties. And they are. You want to see poor people in this country? Really poor people? The people are living up in the Appalachian Mountains. It's just amazing how poorly they live. A lot of them don't have shoes. There's no windows in the little houses that they have. I've seen some documentaries on it. It is disgusting. It's disgusting that we have people in America living like that. Yeah, figures. And when you think about it, we're always talking about how we have to help everybody else out. I've never understood why we feel the need. I'm not being selfish, but I've never understood why we feel the need to feed everybody else before we feed our own. Right? Never. I've never got that. Anyway, many of the counties have been devastated by the collapse of the coal industry. Thank you. And Mrs. Clinton will continue that on, just so we're clear. She'll make sure that there isn't a coal plant anywhere on the face of the United States and the planet. She'd get away with it, I'm sure. It's really tough when you live in your own little world, right? The stuff that goes on is right there in front of you. She has no clue. She won't go out to those places. At least I don't believe she will. And some of the people we've heard talk about her, some of those emails that you read about Mrs. Clinton lately, it's the same thing. Do you know what I'm saying? Nobody. She won't go to the poor people's places. Look what she charges to go to colleges. Look what she charges those people to go to colleges to talk to our young people, get our young people fired up about, you know, being involved in politics and that kind of thing. What do you think? The article goes on to say it's just absurd that a billionaire wouldn't pay his taxes, right? These are the Dems that say people, Hillary just said it, I'm going to make them pay their fair share of taxes. How about we start with making the people that owe taxes on your side of the aisle pay them? Why don't you start there? Wouldn't that be honest, true, upright? There was an article recently out that said 44% of those that work in the White House, alone, owe back taxes. Why is that? Why isn't anybody taking action on that? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Got a lot more I want to get to.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood flow. pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You have the manners of a goat. And you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I want to get right to it. Head up to the website. You know, we've got a live Facebook feed going on. You got, we can watch live, you can listen live on the website, therealside.com. There's a gazillion things you can do up there to get involved in the conversation. So we were talking about the Democratic candidate for governor in West Virginia. He owes millions in back taxes. And he's still running for office. And nobody's calling him out on him. And nobody's making him pay it. But if it was Donald Trump and we think he might have, could have, should have, we'd be all over him like white on rice now, wouldn't we? And didn't we have several people that have tax issues at the White House or have continued to have? Geithner would have been one of them, the very first guy he brought in. Al Sharpton, who owes the government, what, $7 million in and out of the White House on a regular basis. And it's not for an admission fee either. It's for taxes. Now, in the counties that this guy's owes, yeah, because they use the money when they get it. They use the money to help fix up the county roads, to take care of some of the county. He owes millions of dollars to the counties that run along the Appalachian Mountains, which are among the poorest in our country. You know what millions of dollars would do for those people? How it would help them? And if he paid up, even county officials say, hey, this would help us. And it's absurd. So, Justice, who is leading in the polls, makes no apologies for the debt owed by some of his coal companies, says he's doing everything he can to keep his business running and workers employed while other companies go under. Perfect. While other companies go under, one of the biggest chunks of money owed is in Knott County, where Justice's unpaid taxes of $2.3 million dating to the tax year 2014. Now, that's a substantial amount, is it not? You owe $2,300. Watch what happens. Now, the budget, they have a total budget of about $23 million just for the school system alone. Justice has other unpaid tax bills scattered across the hills and hollows of eastern Kentucky, $1.2 million in Pike County, $500,000 in Floyd County. Wow, $228,000 in Magoffin County and $167,600 in Harlan County, according to county officials. He also has millions in West Virginia. State tax liens against his companies because of privacy laws. The state won't say whether he's paying them back or not. The Associated Press has reported previously on Justice's debts to coal suppliers and contractors. And it's been a long holding. Yeah, it looks like he owes back taxes totaling almost $15 million. How is he running for office in the county or in the area that he oversees these things? He's one of the richest men in West Virginia, with a fortune estimated at $1.56 billion by Forbes magazine. Just think about that. Right? He's worth $1.5 billion. He can't pay a lousy $15 million? Are we serious? He's got a bunch of coal companies, a bunch of coal and agricultural interests. He spent almost $2.6 million of his own money on his agricultural campaign. His opponent, Republican Bill Cole, has made an issue of Justice's bill, saying the businessman is putting counties at risk. He is. They don't need the money in a year or two. They need it now. Right now. You know, do you notice a pattern here? And why doesn't anybody on the left really care? Why aren't they holding this guy's feet to the fire? Why isn't the IRS and they're running audits up and down all over the place like they do with Mr. Trump? I don't get it. It's really tough at times, he said, but we didn't give up. He added, it would have given up, we would have. Let me go through this. He says, I didn't declare bankruptcy, did I? He said when asked about its unpaid debt, guess what? You can't claim bankruptcy on taxes. Taxes don't get wiped out in bankruptcy. But see, people don't know this stuff, so they buy into it. They buy it as gospel truth. He said when asked about his unpaid debts at the debate, he said, you saw every great coal company in the world belly up. They stiffed somebody. I just keep digging. It's tough. It's really tough at times, but we didn't give up. No, we just keep owing money. He added, if we would have given up, what would have happened? Those good people, men and women that were working, they would have gone home. They would have had their they wouldn't have their jobs. I don't feel bad for a second for trying to keep those people in their jobs. See, there's no, look, I know I didn't pay my taxes. I know I screwed the government. I know by not paying my taxes, it's hurting the counties around here. It's hurting the people who could benefit from them. But I'm keeping people working. If he wants to go down that road, at least admit to the fact that he's doing something wrong. He won't even do that. As recently as 5 years ago, Knott County had about 1,000 miners producing about 5 million tons of coal a year and could count on $8 million to $9 million a year in mining-related taxes. In those hefty times, the county built a 66,000-square-foot sports and activity center. Now, the county doesn't have a single working mine. Unemployment is around 10% or more. The mining tax revenue is down to just a few hundred thousand dollars a year. And the county still owes $6 million on the sportsplex. This is going on all over the country. And you've got these rich, well-off, you know the ones that the Democrats keep saying they need to pay their fair share? How about they pay their owed share? What do you think about that? You think that'll work? Anybody think that would make any sense? We pay the owed share first? It's just unreal. For 2014 and 15, Justice owes the county $1.46 million in property and other taxes, $915,000 in fees involving unmined minerals. You know, the property, think about the properties he has to own to owe $1.46 million in property taxes. Why don't they just take a couple of the properties? Right? Why don't they just do that? It's not that hard for them. Until he comes up with a plan of paying them back. Justice did agree to installment plans to pay his back taxes, but then stopped making payments. Officials said that Knox County sued one of Justice's businesses, set up a second plan with the company, making the first $40,000 installment in September. In the meantime, the county's trying to save money and shutting off the light. So because of this guy, this Democrat, who's for the people, who loves the people, can't pay his taxes, they can't help the kids or the people. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. I'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Never mind it. Chin up.
That's right. Both of them. Yeah.
You're listening to The Real Side on GC Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That's Genesis Communication Network, by the way. And I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, I don't know what it's going to take. Somebody asked a question, you know, why don't the Dems see what's going on with Hillary? Why don't I don't think they care. I don't think the majority of them care. They got what they got. You know, they've been pounded for years. We let the education system pull this off. They've been pounded for years and told how much more superior, better, great than we are, than they are, than we are. That the Republicans hate women. They hate all this other, you know, hate anything to do with social issues or social problems, or we'll call it social justice because I don't believe in it. So here's this guy who owes millions of $15 million that would do so much for this group. If he just pays $6 million alone, they can get the sportsplex running. And then if he started making the proper payments every month, they could have so many more programs going on here. But they'll make excuses for him. Most people don't know about it. Most people wouldn't care about it because, you know, he's a Democrat. Ultimately, he'll do what's right because he's a Democrat. Well, he's had years to make it right. Why hasn't he made it right already? You know, before I get on the Tim Kaine message, where Tim has decided that Catholics need to, and you know, somebody asked a question about the Democrats, why the Democrats can't see through Hillary. I got a better question, I think, or deeper question, or whatever you want to call it. Why the heck can't the Catholics see what the Democrats are doing to them, how they feel about them, how they belittle them, berate them? Anyway, let me bring David David Fisher, our gold guy, on, and I want you to hear what he has to say. He's giving away a coin. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. But you got to understand how to take care of your finances. And I'm not saying you don't, but some of you don't. I know you don't. I talk to you.
David Fisher joined us. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. David, always have, well, I don't know if I always have fun when you're on, but I always learn a lot when you're on, I got to tell you that much. So thanks for being with me.
Well, my pleasure, Joel, always being on your program.
So, hey, we've got a lot of turmoil going on this week in the Fed, not just with the Fed, but with the stock market. Give us a quick overview of what's happening with the Federal Reserve and why everybody's so uptight.
Well, the Fed kind of speaks every day now. They're trying to bring stability to the market. Stanley Fisher, the vice president, no relationship to me, spoke here just a couple days ago, and he said that low interest rates makes the economy more vulnerable to adverse shocks, and that can put it into a recession. He said the limitation on monetary policy imposes by low trend interest rates, which he's describing what we're in, Joe, right now, reading more from his quote, could therefore lead to a longer and deeper recessions when the economy is hit by negative shocks. You know, we've had some negative shocks, Joe. We've had Brexit. We had what went on with the Chinese recession. We've had market turmoil as a result of those topics. We're going to have other topics in the future, and there is many people now saying that interest rates should have been raised a long time ago. Stanley Fisher is saying such too, and that he's saying the longer that we stay in this low interest rate environment, the worse the recovery will be. But unfortunately, the Fed's talking on both sides of the mouth. A report just came out moments ago before I was being on your program saying that the Fed is saying that we've had fairly good growth for 2016 and growth in 2017 will be much larger. But the problem with that is experts and economists are saying growth for 2017 is going to be less and we're going to have a huge stock market correction more than likely.
And it won't matter who's president, right?
No, it doesn't matter because we have a debt structure and we don't have stimulus. You know, now the Fed is saying let's stimulate through a thing called fiscal policy increase, which is either one or three things. Another, more quantitative easing or more government spending or forcing personal spending to stimulate the economy. But either way, one of those three things, they need money to stimulate the economy. Either it's going to come from the Fed, the government, or people.
Give us an update on Deutsche Bank and how that's affecting the markets across the world.
Well, Deutsche Bank is again, in turmoil. They still haven't had the settlement of a $14 billion settlement by the Department of Justice against falsifying documents and, you know, what a lot of banks did in the 2008, bundling good loans with bad loans. But they also got caught in price fixing in silver. So for the people who are gold and silver bugs, have been saying, hey, we know that the feds or the banks and Goldman Sachs and et cetera, fill in the blank, have been manipulating downward pressures in the markets. Well, Deutsche Bank is paying $38 million for silver price fixing in a case that they lost. So it's not much money compared to what they did to the market. But that's one of Deutsche Bank's problems. The other one that's still lying over their head is the settlement. They don't have enough money to settle with the Department of Justice. There's hearsay where they're going to settle or not. And there's now this debate, are they going to pull up stakes from their U.S. Banking system and solely go back to just the European model. Some are saying this is a great way of raising short-term cash. Others are saying, the CEO, John Cryan, is saying, we are not pulling out of America. This is the business model for Deutsche Bank. So they got to get cash from somewhere, otherwise they're going to go under because they only have a three-month burn ratio, according to Fox News.
Wow. And again, people don't realize how intertwined we are with other major banks across the country. Give us a quick overview. You know, the meltdown coming, we've been talking about this bail-in of yours for quite some time now. And I don't mean of yours, you know, but you've laid it out in plain simple English. You think it's going to hit us here?
I don't know if the bail-in is going to happen, but our country is moving towards the setting up for it to happen, and now nothing needs to be done from a legal stance because they already passed all the laws to do that called the Dodd-Frank Act. But something's going to trigger this, unfortunately. If we would have had these laws in place in 2007 when 2008 hit, we would have had a bail-in in our country just like the other 14 countries did in the last 6 years. So what the problem is that there's not enough money to get out of the world out of debt. I talked last week on your program about $152 trillion world global debt. Our government is $20 trillion. We start adding up the debt structure. There's not enough money to get out of debt. You can't get out of debt by creating more debt. It doesn't work. But that's what the Fed and the international banks are trying to do. So if Deutsche Bank goes under, putting it into perspective, Joe, they are $72 trillion of what you call derivative money, leveraged money, while Lehman Brothers that brought down the system in 2008 was $22 trillion. So they're significantly larger. Lehman Brothers had 208 subsidiaries or companies they worked with financially that they're tied into directly. They couldn't unwind from the 208 companies fast enough, which is what brought down the system.
Wow.
And Deutsche Bank has 3,112 subsidiaries. So there's no way they can unwind. And this is why the IMF is saying they're the largest substantially underfunded bank that's systemically risk assets in the world.
Well, You're so excited. So what can Landmark Capital do to help? I mean, if people want to call, they want to get some information, want to know what they could do to kind of hedge their financial situation. In about 2 minutes, tell me what they can do.
Well, the fix is real easy, and this is an implication, an example why gold is up 22% year to date. And economists are coming out. Barclays just came out and saying we're going to have $1,400 gold here in the short term. The major person from HSBC Bank, James is his first name. His last name is not on the top of my tongue here, but I was reading his report saying we're now in a major bull market in gold. Now is the time to be buying gold, no matter if Hillary or Trump gets into office, we're going to have a movement in gold. So roll over a portion of your retirement, your 401k, your IRA, buy some metals outside of your retirement. In your retirement, you can take physical possession. So if they fix the problem through a flipping of a switch called a bail-in, you have money off the table. If they don't do it that way and they devalue the currency, gold is the asset that gold rises in value. If they do it through inflation, which they're trying to do by raising rates, gold is the number one asset to hold during an inflationary time. So very seldom does all roads point to gold or silver, but we're in that environment, unfortunately, right now.
Yeah, it's just amazing. All right, David. So, you know, and I don't bring these guys on to give you a high pressure sales pitch. Sorry. That's not the goal here. The goal is to get you informed. You don't buy gold. You don't buy anything from the guy. You got your own guide, that's great. Ask him these questions. You don't know what to do, you got a few bucks, maybe you don't have tons of money, and you don't always need tons of money. But write this number down, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. He's giving away silver, Morgan Gold silver coins. McCall, tell him you heard it on our show. And we'll be back in a few minutes. I want to finish up on why the Dems now want your religion to evolve. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping.
Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. It's the Genesis Communication Network. That's very good. Thank you for being here. I want to jump right to it. I really do, because I think you guys, you know, talked about it earlier. It seemed to get some movement, some excitement. I don't know why you're excited about it, though. I want to welcome Shelly from Colorado into the Facebook room there, the feed, whatever you want to call it. But Minerva's also in the chat, in the feed room. And she says she's a pretty evolved Catholic. And the thing I don't understand is why it is that people like Pelosi and others, and now Tim Kaine, who came out and basically said the Catholic Church will change. It'll change its same-sex marriage stance, or it will be banned from the U.S. That sounds like a threat to me. That sounds like a no longer freedom of religion. It's freedom to believe what you want to believe as long as I tell you what you're supposed to believe. Now, Democratic U.S. Vice President nominee Tim Kaine announced Saturday that he believes the Catholic Church will change its position on same-sex marriage. What do you think of that, right? The Virginia senator said that just like he changed his opinion on the issue, the Catholic Church is also likely to follow suit. Why is that, do you think? You think he's going to threaten them? Does he really believe that church scripture evolves with time? It doesn't. Scripture is scripture. It doesn't change. It doesn't modify itself. It doesn't move into the new century. Because they're basic principles. They have nothing to do with Lady Gaga or lights or electric guitar. You know, I know one time there was an argument in some of the churches over whether organ music, because it didn't use electricity, it used pumps as opposed to electric, you know, instruments that use electricity. That was crazy stuff. That had nothing to do with people's lives. He said the Catholic Church is also likely to follow suit, speaking at the 20th Annual Human Rights Campaign's National Dinner in Washington. The Roman Catholic senator reportedly said, "I think it's going to change because my church also teaches me." I love this line. This is proof positive that these people hear stuff, and then they make up their whole world. They make up their own universe on what it means. He said, "No, I think it's going to change because my church also teaches me about a creator who in the first chapter of Genesis surveyed the entire world, including mankind, and said, it's very good. I don't find that in the Bible. I've got 127 different translations at my disposal." I mean, after he created stuff, he said, it is good. And the Lord created light. He saw it was good. He said, hey, there's good stuff here. So I don't know what he's talking about. And yes, the part he forgets is God created Adam. And then he created a helpmeet for him called Eve. He made them male and female. What's he do with that part? Oh, well, that's not right because I don't believe it's right. They changed the rules for themselves. They do this. They've gotten so big now. They have gotten so full of themselves, they now believe they're God. They now believe that they can tell you what your religion should or should not believe, because they know better than you. He continues, he says, we're talking here about a country that was based and founded on democracy as a core value. Oh, God. You mean the one that was founded as a republic? I'm kind of confused. That was based and founded on democracy as a core value by definition. That means that every single person, every single citizen is able, no scratch that, encouraged to practice his civil, religious, and above all, sexual liberties. Above all, sexual liberties. He puts sexual liberties above your religious liberties. So if I feel like I want to have sex with a cow, I'm not talking about a big prostitute, right? A pig, a goat, a sheep, no problem, right? Not an issue, because above everything else, I have sexual liberties. He's wrong. He's a whack. This is who you're going to put in. And you Dems, you left-leaners, you guys that hate Trump, and you're religious people, good luck. It'll get worse and worse. He says, I'm sorry that some people don't like it, but to deny same-sex marriage in a country that should be to accept it is just pointless. And the Catholic Church should also be accepting it instead of condemning it, which is what it's doing right now. Hey, fool! God. You know, I don't think this man has ever actually read his Bible. And that's just on same-sex marriage, on other things. Like the Word of God, the inherent Word of God, the Bible. God's rules for us are above and beyond everything. Put God first. God is first and foremost, above and beyond anything. Sorry, Tim. Not your sexual preference. God is first. Cain also added that if all else fails, there are ways to make the Catholic Church listen. Wow. Raise your hand. Anybody but me? Feel like he is threatening the Catholic Church? Come on, think about this. Which is how he dubbed all those who advocate LGBT equality. At the end of the day, he says, you know, we're a civilized people. Of course, the first thing we do is act nicely and ask nicely, he said. Then if that doesn't work, we'll use our law and our legal system to enable ourselves. Wow. So we're going to force you to do stuff if you don't do what we want you to do. Isn't that kind of what our founding fathers tried to get us away from? The government forcing us to do things we didn't want to do, to practice religion the way we didn't want to practice it? I mean, seriously. So we ran, the pilgrims ran from religious persecution. Our founding fathers came here. wanted to give us the freedoms to practice religion the way we wanted. And it wasn't practice religion the way we wanted as long as it didn't interfere with somebody else's sexual preference. I don't find that in the Constitution. Maybe you do. You have to show it to me. But what doesn't bother me is when he says, and if you don't come around our way of thinking, we use our law and our legal system to enable ourselves to be who we are. Or, rather, the LGBT community will do that. So he's telling you, I'm going to force you to do what I want you to do. It doesn't matter what you want. It doesn't matter what you think. And then another loon from the left, yes, I do mean another loon from the left, John Kerry comes out and says, you ready for this one? Now, if you're driving, be careful. I don't want you to pass out when you're hearing this stuff, because I know some of you don't believe it. We put it up later on. We'll post it after the show. John Kerry says that the Bible commands America to protect Muslims from global warming. He just forgot to put it in chapter and verse. I'm kind of confused. Can you believe this? These guys that you have, this is the Secretary of State for this country. This is a guy that came home from war, threw his medals out, condemned the people who fought it, condemned the war. Kerry started a speech by saying that someone named Shrek, I know who Shrek is, I have grandchildren, I know who Shrek is, drafted a strategy for American and Muslim relations. No one knows who this Shrek is, but apparently his words, religion matters, is a mantra in the State Department. Kerry continued saying that our faiths, referring to Christianity and Islam, are inextricably linked. Kerry's words are strange. That's to say the least. It basically, it's a half-baked attempt to forge an affinity for Islam. You know, it's really funny. If these guys would go study their Bible, I'm not going to give you a religious lesson here, but if these guys would go to study their Bible, what they would find out is that the Bible says that we would always be at odds with Islam. Islam would be always be at odds with us. So for them to see, what they don't realize is Islam's war with us, the Muslim war with the infidel, if you will, is a spiritual war. It's not a diplomatic war. It's not a war against two religions just because. I'm not going to tell you the story, but you go back and look. Their Bible basically, or their Quran, will bear it out. The Jews, especially the infidels, and the Muslims won't get along. They'll refuse. They'll always refuse to get along. Now, yes, you have the onesie-twosies. You have the small groups. You have the people that think it's ridiculous. But this is not just, as some people say, an ideological war. This is a spiritual war. Whether you believe in that kind of stuff or not, it's a spiritual war. Kerry's words are strange, like I said, to say the least, basically a half-baked attempt to forge an affinity for Islam. You can't pull the two together. Maybe him and Cain should get in the same room between the two of them. They might be able to figure out what one or two pages of the Bible actually mean, or where to find them first. Saying that we have an obligation to protect Muslims from global warming seems like something from the Twilight Zone. Except this is real. This guy really believes it. You guys, we're in a world of hurt with these people. And then when I'll hit the other side of the break, George Soros says, I'm a god. No, for real. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. We're going to see just what kind of god George Soros actually is. We'll be right back.